on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Let's check in with Seamus Toomey from Black Club Chicago. We'll get some extremely local news, starting off with an interesting graduation ceremony. Hey, Seamus.
Hey, Bob. Happy sunny Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it's not raining. How about that?
It's not raining. We'll take it. We'll definitely take that. Let things dry out. Yeah, okay, well, this is, it was in the rain. This graduation happened at Mount Carmel on the south side in Woodlawn on Sunday in the pouring rain. But, you know, everyone's trying to figure out ways to get these graduation ceremonies in, make them special while keeping people apart. Oprah's going to do a big ceremony for the entire CPS next month. But Mount Carmel came up with an interesting way. They have a pretty small graduating class, about 125 kids, and they let each family that had a car pull into their football stadium. And the photo of it on our website is pretty remarkable. They're all lined up very nicely. It doesn't look like a ball game parking lot. They're all about 10 feet apart. And they're all able to get in there. And the commencement speaker was all streamed via their radio. They were able to give speeches and read names. And the kids at the end all got out and threw out their caps. It was obviously not what they dreamed of, but it was, you know, special in its own way. And I thought it was a really interesting way to kind of come together.
Yeah, this graduation is going to be very memorable for the kids, isn't it? And you and I have long forgotten who even spoke at our graduation, but for the class of 2020, it's a different story, isn't it?
Kurt Vonnegut spoke at my college graduation, and I don't remember what he said. I just remember thinking, like, wow, that's Kurt Vonnegut.
Yeah, at least you remember who the speaker was. Let's talk about Lincoln Square and what an alderman is proposing there.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a push. I think we're going to see it in the next coming days of some sort of effort to close down some streets in some neighborhoods. Just for pedestrian access. Once it gets warm, we're going to need to sort of funnel these people into areas where they can spread out, because people are going to be going and shopping at some of these stores, and if they're stuck to, as the alderman in the Lincoln Square area says, you know, it's hard to be 6 feet apart on 5 foot sidewalks. So what they're looking to do, and it seems like Lincoln Square could be a pilot area, is they're first now asking residents, you know, here's a map, show us the spots where you've seen people being too close, where we could use a little bit more space, and you know, put a thumbs up on this map, and we'll chart it out. Put a thumbs down if you think it shouldn't be closed. And it's interesting. You can also find this on our website too, or on Alderman Matt Martin's website. But it kind of shows where people would like to see street closures. You know, emergency vehicles, garbage trucks, all that would still be allowed, but regular commuters and shoppers would not be able to drive there. And if you know Lincoln Square, the main stretch of Lincoln Avenue between, you know, basically between Montrose and a little stretch at Lawrence, that's the hottest area right now. That's the most pedestrian friendly already. So it's a, you know, it's interesting. Other countries have done this. Even other states have done it. Just trying to encourage people to spread out, but to get them out a little bit, get a little bit of exercise, and then they could still shop at these stores without being on top of each other.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens when traffic gets back to a more normal pattern out there, and there are more cars on the streets. A lot of these ideas to have pedestrians use the streets, have restaurants use the streets, that may work, but just for a little while.
Right. And, you know, and there's the early push has talked about doing this on residential streets and not necessarily on commercial streets. And you get that because, you know, you want people to go to some of these small businesses when they start to reopen. But if you don't let people park anywhere near it, and you're forcing them to walk through crowds, that's going to hurt business too. So it's going to be a balancing act of where you find these spots that are not going to adversely impact both the residents and the businesses that are going to be trying to reopen.
Yep. And finally, we have the latest update on what's going on at General Iron. What is going on there?
Right. Well, we've talked about this all week with one of their important parts of their operation blew up on Monday morning and shut the plant down in Lincoln Park. You know, this place is used for, you know, all those guys that drive through the alleys picking up the scrap metal, which, you know, I think is a wonderful phenomenon. I have no idea how these guys know I put out a chunk of metal 30 seconds ago and it's gone. But all these guys, General Iron is one of the main places that they go. In fact, it's billed as the fastest processor of it. They all line up there every morning with their pickup trucks full of this, and they all started showing up Tuesday morning, and they didn't know, you know, they're out there collecting the scrap. They didn't know that this place had been shut down by the city, perhaps indefinitely. So there was a lot of confusion up there. You know, these guys really are just eking out a living here. You know, they say they get about a pickup truck worth of scrap metal is about $100. So that's, you know, that's barely covering the cost of all that gas to drive through these alleys, you know, day in and day out. So it's going to be interesting how this is going to impact the other recyclers around the city. There are smaller places up and down the river as well as further out west. But it was really kind of a mess yesterday as people were showing up and being turned away and really sort of upsetting the cart on these pretty essential services that, you know, they keep the stuff out of the trash. The city garbage men don't have to pick it up. It's a, you know, it's an interesting, like I said, phenomena of how these folks work together and kind of clean all this junk out of our alleys.
Yeah, thank goodness for them. Seamus Toomey, Black Club Chicago, extremely local news for today. Thanks, Seamus. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.